Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And with us, the first of our Patreon guest hosts, it's Mr. Ian Stimson.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Stimbleberries. Here he is. He's filling in for little Craigie Jungle Tits, who's not around because he's off in the bloody jungle. Stimmers, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
It's lovely to have you here. Absolute legend of the podcast. One of our first ever listeners. Patron
of
the podcast. Number bloody one. And you are here with us to talk through Game Week 11, which seems like it was about a year ago, because we've had a little bloody international break.
Which everyone loves.
Super good. Huge fan of the international break, everyone on social media.
Please, they did that again.
Loving it. Then we're going to go through that. We're going to go through our league. We're going to go through where we are, who should have picked in fantasy football, who you shouldn't have picked. And then in section two, we're going to have our social media questions. And then section three, we're going to preview the next game week with our fantasy football tips. And apparently there's a bit of a quiz, Stimbles.
Oh, a little bit of a quiz.
Ooh, yeah. Stimmy Mallet with the quiz. So that's something to look forward to. But boys and girls, just boys, let's talk bloody game week 11, which was bloody ages ago, Saturday 4th of November. Remember the 4th of November, as they say. They don't say that, do they?
Same. It's going to be so long till... It's still basically another week till there's more football.
All right.
It's bullshit.
I thought you were talking about the podcast tonight. You're like, it's going to be so long. God, it's only the 4th of November. We've got like 14 days to...
Yeah.
It does seem like ages ago, though, doesn't it? Stoke 2, Leicester 2. Does anyone remember that on Saturday?
We all remember that one.
Yeah.
Where they did that.
Oh, it's a great game.
Although, to be fair, Mahrez getting the bloody points. Little secret, kind of little shadow guy, isn't he? Like, creeping up with the shadow and stuff. Don't just look at me. Answer. I mean like a little creeper, like a little ninja guy.
I think we've been saying the last few weeks that he's...
Keep an eye on
him. He's sitting there, and because he's sort of been the inverse of Vardy... Who people started getting in.
The inverse. Is inverse a word?
Inverse
Vardy. That's amazing, nice.
Yeah. Inverse Vardy.
It's a little moniker for him.
Yeah.
Mahrez, .. Inverse Vardy.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, he's got 8, 10, 6 and 7 points in his last 4. He's only 7% picked.
Jesus, stats.
And he's 8.4. That's just off the top of my head.
Amazing.
He's 8.4 mil owned. No,
no,
other way around. 7% owned and 8.4 mil price tag.
So
yeah, I think that's quite decent.
So what is he? 0.2 more expensive than Sterling.
Yeah,
but he's going to play every game.
Decent return as well. A much better return than Sterling over the last 4 games, at least.
Yeah,
I would say, because Sterling again, like, you know, he'll play 23 minutes. He
fuck
might
all
score
over the previous 5.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I like that. I think Mahrez is definitely a little pick there. Shaqiri with points as well. Kidney Rob update for the hardcore fans. He captain Shaqiri. How'd you feel about that?
Did he?
Oh, he gave it to me. Kidney Rob. I say he gave it to me. He had to stop halfway through because he was out of breath, but very tired. But yeah, he captain Shaqiri, which is an amazing shout. Amazing shout. But yeah, Leicester, still sort of quite unpredictable, and Vardy still not quite doing the job. But
who is the Leicester? It's been so long since regular football's on. Who is the Leicester manager now?
Shakespeare's gone.
Genuinely no idea.
This is the kind of thing that Craig would just answer immediately.
Wow.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's fucking nowhere.
Claude Puel.
Of course it is.
Oh, of course it is.
It was the person we couldn't remember the name of last time it was me.
Oh, wow. That was. That was the same episode that we spent an hour and a half calling Marcus Rashford Marcus Rushton, was it? Because that was embarrassing.
It was.
That was quite a long time ago.
I offered you £20 if you could tell me the name of the Southampton
Puel
manager.
And it was Puel.
Yeah.
Damn it. And I need that £20 as well. But talking of Leicester, lads, obviously it is time for the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, where's Wally?
Who's asking?
I mean, wrong.
Oh yeah, it's the wrong one.
Yeah, it's the wrong one, Steve. Oh, yeah, we gave you a shot, mate.
Tweets for my tweet.
We gave you a shot. Get out.
Carry on.
This is like the quiz where people, when you're under the gun, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, well, it is, you know. It's the biggest thing he's ever done. But to be fair, you know, if you are asking where Wellers is, he's in Zakopane, which is in a town in the extreme south of Poland with a population of 27,424. Which is nice. He's with that big mountain bloke again.
The mountain. And he's double parked again.
He's double parked.
He's triple
again.
Parked.
And I don't like the fact that every time we see Wellers, he's got a beer on the go, because I think it could lead to alcoholism.
Well, but then he's quite tame, isn't it? Every time he's got a beer and the other guy's got
the other guy's
four.
Well, I think the other guy's probably egging him on.
What do you say after Where's Wellers?
What?
You say it again, do you?
A Where's Wellers.
Yeah.
You ruined it, mate. That was your big shot.
Oh,
but yeah, so Wellers is there, and he's also got a red hat on backwards, like a young Fred Durst, circa 2001. Yeah, which isn't good. But yeah, so let's moving on. Saturday's other fixtures: Huddersfield 1, West Brom 0. It's another Huddersfield clean sheet. Defenders are still sort of, you know, paying off if you have the odd Huddersfield defender. Maybe if you've got them on the bench for a decent fixture.
Yeah, it's a bit of a non-event, I guess. There are probably some people with some West Brom defenders as well.
What's the Huddersfield keeper? What, Lossie?
Lossell.
Lossell. Decent shout. 5 clean sheets this season. Yeah, I don't really see much. A lot of people still got Hegazi, but I looked it, right, and he's had no decent return for 6 game weeks now. If you've still got Hegazi, and his price has gone up to like 4.9... from 4.5 or whatever we were talking before. Yeah, massive. But he's literally done nothing for 6 game weeks.
He's still 20% pitch. Jesus Christ.
It's dead teams, isn't it, surely?
It must be.
It's got to be dead teams, and it's got to be people that are just now putting him on the bench.
Yeah.
And then we'll stick him out for, like, the Huddersfield game, and then he'll get nothing, thinking, oh, well, I won't leave him.
Even the last time he scored any points, so basically got some in the first 2 weeks, then nothing, then he got 6 points against West Ham, but in a 0-0.
Yeah.
So like charity bonus points.
Yeah, but he was one of them. He was literally pulling in bonus points. He was, you know, to coin a phrase, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, but he was the talk of the town for several game weeks at the start. Yeah. It's just one of them. It really, really isn't. Yeah. Really doing nothing. Newcastle 0, Bournemouth 1, Asmir and Gang with a clean sheet. Our very close friend, Asmir Begovic. And it is the start of Bournemouth's great run. They've got an amazing run of fixtures now. Green as you like if you play the FBL game.
Oh my God, look, Huddersfield,
green
twos,
yeah.
Burnley,
it's unbelievable. So I bought in, previous to that, I bought in Daniels and I bought in Sermon, if you don't mind me saying. Have you got Sermon yourself? Stimbleberries?
No, I'm on a wild card, but Daniels is definitely in on
Daniels,
yeah.
Oh, you're on a wild card? Yeah, interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, I bought in Daniels a while ago when I saw that this huge run. You know, like, who was it at the start of the season? Southampton's run at the start. Everyone was going, fucking hell, if you've spotted that. But Bournemouth's is the same. It is this really nice run of amazing fixtures. So Southampton 0, Burnley 1. Volks with the goal. Quite a high-picked player, I think. Craig's tip of Pope in goal for Burnley, looking good. He's got 4 clean sheets out of 6 now. And he's averaging a bonus point every game.
Yeah.
Still only 4.5 mil. If you fancy a Burnley keeper.
He's crazy. And they got so many easy fixtures coming up.
You look like you're the sort of person that really wanted to bring him in.
Oh, so annoying, because I spotted it really early that he was doing well. They never said anything.
Oh, so you said it
really
before Craig did.
Off
oh, that's classic. That's classic Ash.
No, I didn't say anything. So annoying.
But you would have done. You wanted to. You spotted it before Craig did. Is that what you're trying to say?
Definitely spotted it before Craig.
Oh, little Craig.
But he
took
the glory. He was there.
Yeah, he was there when you said it.
He was there.
Fair.
He was the one who said it. Much like when I said Dele Alli was going to be good.
Yeah.
6 months before he did.
Really?
Naming players. Carry on.
Just naming players, yeah. Glenn Hoddle. Lovely name. I'll comment
on
his head. Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will in the future. West Ham. Oh, no. Swansea 0, Brighton 1.
God, it was a really uninspired week, wasn't it?
It really was, wasn't it? I'm trying to.
The international
and plus, it was like fucking like 12 days ago for most people.
Yeah.
No one cares. No one cares that Murray scored a goal. Although 4-3 for him at 5.8 mil, you know, you might be looking at it.
Yeah,
so say that it's rubbish and then give them a stat to let them decide about our own choices. West Ham 1, Liverpool 4, mate. How do you feel about that, Ash? And we haven't even been on air since. Bilic, after this game, bang, gone.
Correct.
Dead, passed away. How do you feel about that?
I sent my brother a WhatsApp about 3 days before, and we were talking about Bilic, whether he'd go or not. And I said, oh, I don't want him to go, but it looks like it. I don't mind if they get rid of him as long as it's before, as long as it's after Moyes gets a job.
So you would, you were saying
2 days later.
To be fair, a lot of people said that. A lot of people like, yeah, Bilic out, he's going to be Moyes straight away.
Because it's a fucking shit, isn't it? Because no one wants him there. Even the owners don't really want him there.
See, I work with a few West Ham fans and they were like, well, you know, it can't be worse than Bilic.
Who would you rather have?
Well, Bilic, what's the difference?
Oh, right, okay, fine.
I mean, he wasn't doing a great job. But we're going to get, like, what's Moyes done? Like, ever? No. He wasn't even good at Everton. At all.
Yeah.
Like, was he?
True. Stimmers, where did you sit on that?
Well, I think he was
Stim
good.
Stim Kardashian. What did they do? He got him into Europe once. That was good.
Yeah.
But then he yo-yoed and he got relegated the next season.
Operating with no money whatsoever.
Yeah, but loads of managers have done that.
Who else?
What do you mean, who else? Loads and loads of managers.
No, but like constantly Leicester, on the cusp of Champions League qualification.
Well, Leicester won the league.
So you want... What's his tits?
Who's his tits?
Leicester manager who got sacked. Ranieri.
Ranieri.
I've had a drink, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But then what did he do after? The season after he went to Man United, had loads of money?
Moyes. Moyes died in his arse at United and he went away and did the stupid accent. Yeah. It all went wrong for him.
Joey Barton.
But, yeah, he did a Barton on us. But, I think at Everton he did all right.
If it weren't Bilic, who would you rather have?
I think that's even the reason they didn't get rid of him for such a long time, is there's no one else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
what, West Ham?
Yeah, there's no...
Well, a lot of people have said that the same thing about Wenger, is there was no one there to...
Yeah.
You're like, obviously, Everton ditched their manager, and everyone was like, yeah, oh yeah, there was rumours about him looking for old... what's his tits? Who's your man? Simeone.
Yeah.
Saying that they're looking at Simeone.
Yeah.
Lovely little tweet.
It was a really good tweet. It went viral, mate.
Yeah, very good.
But verified on Twitter. Thanks, guys.
I enjoyed it.
But yeah. But that's the thing. It's the same as, you know, people looking out of their range. You know?
I think that's the problem, is they've been looking at really unrealistic targets, like trying to get Ancelotti in.
And now you've got Moyes, who's a realistic target, and you're not happy.
Save you from
relegation. Just because he looks like Gollum.
He is. Would you?
I'd be furious. I'll take him at Peterborough. Arsenal fan.
Would you even?
You take him, take him at Peterborough. There you go. Steve Jong-il says he'll take him at Peterborough.
Oh, so shit.
Yeah. He is. But you need to be realistic. You are West Ham.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't, what's that got to do with anything? I'm not saying I want Mourinho.
If he was at Arsenal, I'd be furious and it'd be warranted. Yeah, you know.
But no, he's just recently been at a big club. With the history of winning things.
Yeah.
So it'd be a step down to go to Arsenal, wouldn't it? From Man United.
Whereas going to West Ham.
Yeah, but then that's what I mean. So why is that all right then?
Right. I don't think we're going to come to an amicable agreement here.
So, but anyway, so when we played Liverpool.
Yes.
I knew we were going to get slaughtered. So I captained Salah.
Great shout.
And my whole team between them got 19 points. Salah got 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was quite handy.
Yeah, he's still looking incredible. Is he a must-have now?
Salah is, yeah. Definitely.
I think so. Everyone's saying that. Everyone's starting to take out your Dele Allies, your Ericssons, your previous big four in midfielders. Yeah, everyone's going Salah now.
Yeah,
usually picked.
Him, and then when Pogba comes back.
Yeah, I know, but we're keeping that under the radar. I want that straight away. As soon as the second part. I'm tempted to put him in now because he might be playing this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. The second Pogba's back. And he's a steal, 8 mil on the nose.
They fucked that up big time.
Yeah, massively. On to Sunday's fixtures. Spurs scrape past Palace. Nothing for Mr. Harry Kane, who is the bane of many people's tits at the moment. I bought in Sun, actually. Brought in Sun. And a little goal from him. Yes, please. Everyone Captain Kane though, so it did kind of even out.
So you've gone for Son and Kane?
I did have him last week, yeah.
That's mental.
I brought in Son and Kane. I actually did a double transfer, Son and Kane, for Jesus and David Silva.
What?
Which sounds clever.
Didn't
actually work out.
Come off.
Yeah,
mental.
Well, the fact that Son scored, that's what
Silva
I mentioned.
Silva got five.
Silva got 5 points, yeah, and sure. Jesus scored. No, but I know what they were the ones that got rid of.
Robbie got rid of Silva, mate. Sorry,
Harry Kane got nothing and captained him. But you know, the Sun goal, well, that was a bit I was mentioning there. Because brought in Sun, he got a goal. So he got the only goal. That's the main thing. But quite unlucky from Palace. That was a fucking dodgy old game. So Spurs go and beat Real Madrid 3-1? And then just scraped past Palace.
Although Palace, now they've got some of their players back, we've been saying now.
I'll tell you what, we will be mentioning upcoming fixtures shortly, but Palace, I think, are ones to watch. City 3-1. I watched that down the pub with Kidney Rob, second shout out he's got today. He'll be listening down the library or
on the water.
On dialysis. Yeah, he's always on the water, mate. Always on the water. Do you know what? It was annoying. It was an annoying game. Did you boys watch it? City Arsenal?
Can't remember.
Days ago, wasn't it? I watched it. It was annoying only because Arsenal couldn't counter attack. And City were looking like pretty quick on the ball. But the second that we scored, we had them on the ropes. And at one point when it was 2-1 to them, and then they scored that goal, which was definitely fucking offside. Yeah. I was thinking we were going to do something then.
Any Arsenal players worth having?
Getting exciting. Ramsey. Rambo for me. Yeah, brought him in. Lacazette, we actually have a question about Lacazette coming up in the second part. But Lacazette at home, although he did score the away goal there, but Lacazette at home is pretty decent. I think Lacazette is a good shout. But
it's
then
a lot of money, though.
It is a lot of money for someone who's getting rotated. Definitely it's kind sure of the Lacazette. Same. Yeah.
What's the defender they've got?
Kolasinac. He was my tip for the season, actually.
Yeah.
My 2016/17. No, that was last year. 17/18. Yeah, he was my tip for the season. I still fancy him. You know, he's sort of like top 6 or 7 scoring defenders.
He's like,
but Arsenal's so fucking dodgy at the back, man. So fucking dodgy.
He's the only Arsenal player I think I'd think about.
Yeah. And obviously in that game as well, obviously Jesus and Aguero both score. Both neither play 90 minutes and just give everyone a fucking arse ache.
It wasn't too bad before, because what I'd normally do is not pick any Man City players.
Yeah.
So I've always avoided them because they rotate so much.
Mm.
But it didn't make any difference because they weren't killing people 10-0 every game.
Yeah.
Whereas now you sort of have to, because
it won't continue. That didn't continue last season.
Yeah, but it was only the first 5 games, wasn't it?
I can't have either of them. It's just too stressful.
I think either don't have either or have both.
If you've got a bit of both, you've got them covered.
Either have both or don't. Yeah, that's the problem. Who's your captain? Yeah. Neither. Show them both a lesson. Yeah. I don't know. There probably is some kind of...
Get them to play up.
Yeah. There's probably something there. But slightly annoying. Penultimate game of the...
that was the anti-penultimate.
Game week. That was the anti-penultimate, Chelsea 1-0. That does seem like fucking ages ago. Yeah, Morata with the only goal. Morata.
Anything about that game.
Is he the best striking option?
He's
this season. Is he? Because everyone else is inconsistent. Again, we got a question about this as well in the second section. But is he the most? Because no one's really that prolific, and no one's really hitting points all the time. Is Morata the closest thing to that?
Well, he's the same as Lukaku, where he's going to get picked every game.
Mm.
So he's solid.
Yeah, Lukaku's played 90 minutes every single game.
Yeah, and then, the same as Kane, I suppose, if he stays fit. If, when Pogba comes back, presuming Lukaku starts scoring again, you could easily have Lukaku and Morata, and they play every week. It's like a points machine.
Yeah.
So that's like 5.
And to be fair, there's about 18 mil between the two of them.
That's not much.
Which ain't that bad.
No, obviously Lukaku's done shit recently, but...
Mm. Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah, it's another game goes on. That's about five or six games without a goal for Lukaku.
Yeah,
a couple of assists though, which is kind of key.
He's still getting points are ticking over. The Chelsea's upcoming fixtures are beautiful.
Are they?
Apart from they've got Liverpool, but then Liverpool can't really defend.
Yeah, Liverpool got the shittest defense in the fucking league, and
so they've got West Brom, Liverpool, Swansea, Newcastle, West Ham, Huddersfield, Southampton, Everton. Brighton, Stoke.
Want to go for Hazard?
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, that's the thing. I'm waiting for Hazard to kind of hit. I said when I was going to wildcard, I was like, I'm going to wildcard when Hazard hits form.
It's been a long time since
he's been back, but he still hasn't hit that kind of form.
Yeah.
And I've already wildcarded now, but I've got Morata and the armbands on him at the moment for this upcoming game week 12. But I think it's I think he's going to be a bit of a mainstay now. I think he's the kiddie to have. And the final game on the Sunday was Everton 3, Watford 2.
Much
needed, yeah, much needed win for Everton there.
Everyone's buddy, assuming Richarlison.
Yeah, well, he's the trendy pick now, and he's the hipster pick. Everyone's got fucking Richarlison. But it was the old favourite Baines with a goal as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Was it a pen?
Heinz Baines. I don't know. I was working on saying Heinz Baines there. And slip it in the ass with 3 bonus points.
Nice.
A little cool.
You would delight to see that.
Loving that. Absolutely loving that. Yeah, I don't really know. Although Everton, looking really, really dodgy now. And obviously, rudderless as we speak, as they like to say. So, I don't know. I'd pick against Everton next couple of game weeks. But we will be getting for that. That was game week 11. Blimey, Governor. But let's do the bloody top 10. Let's do the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League, which you can still join on the pin 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join and join several thousand people vying to be in this glorious top 10.
Going to close it down soon or not?
No. What, the top 10? I don't know. It's still up to... Oh, right. Yeah, it's still up to... Yeah, I was going to say...
Knock on the
edge. Yeah, to be fair, you have ruined it a little bit.
I know I have. Yeah.
Not joining in correctly with the jingle, is. Because we've literally got tens of thousands of people singing along to that jingle, and you get the opportunity to do it live and you ruin it. But not a problem. What I'm going to do is, because I'm not as eloquent and educated as Craig... or such a good broadcaster.
Shall I do the top 10?
Why don't you do the top 10? So, I was just going to read out their names rather than the teams.
So at 10, we've got Fleeto, Grant Murray.
Yeah.
Murphy.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right. At number 9, we've got Bale Banger. Number Secret 8 sausage. Is Luke Barlow.
Gaffer MC.
Top of the cash league as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is he? Yeah. Wow. You've always got a little cash league on the go, have you?
I did tell you.
Did you? Oh, blimey. Stimmers is cash league.
I'm in the cash league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Number 7 is Beautiful Creatures. Number 6, Nick Reed. Number 5, The Red Devils. Number 4.
You're going team name or their name, whichever one's easiest to read.
Well, how do you think Craig does it each week?
He reads them all out, mate. He has got a problem
with reading. Arabic down and everything.
Loving it.
There's someone at number 4. At number 3 is Cliff Pallett.
Cliff Pallett.
Number 2,
Tobias Koski.
Beautiful.
And then
still at the one.
Still at the top.
He's amazing.
Unmoving Prince Uthup with Your Next Bitch. Wow, that's incredible. That geezer. He's smashing it. I'd like to see where his overall rank is.
Yeah.
687 points. But shit game week for him. But yeah, smashing it. Quickly before we go for this section, we'll do our positions. Ash, still the daddy of G Wing, mate. Correct. I thought I closed that gap.
Thanks to Salah.
Yeah, 391st. 7 click wanker. Me, 479th. 9 click wanking. Craig, 735th. He's a 14 click wanker. He had a 50 point week, not great. Stimmers, seeing as you're here.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, shocking this season.
You used to be good at fantasy football, right? You've been listening to our podcast too long. Stimmers, brace yourself.
Yeah.
1,265th in the Gaffer Tapes League, a 25-click wanker.
25 clicks is a Jesus
That is,
Christ.
That is a
it?
Jesus
That is
Christ.
A lot of that clicks is Jesus to find on a place. Stick.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I think they should stop...
Stimmy Mallet, you are... dreadful.
I think they should stop showing you where you are in the league, and you should have to go from the front page, click all the way,
just search.
You find yourself.
Search everything. But yeah, Stimpanzee, you are 1,265th. And then Dom Monaghan and Asmir Begovic, .. They're on the same bloody points. 570 points, the lads. So a couple of bloody big names in our league on the same points. 570th. Incredible.
They're 570 points or in the league?
570 points. I can't remember. I just put 570 and I just thought, no, they're not above us. So, 570 points probably. Who cares? But, so that sews up part one. We will be back for segment two with all your social media questions from Facebook, Twitter and the like. A couple of emails. And then we'll be back for part three, where we're going to preview Game Week 12, and we're going to do a bloody quiz.
Big time.
A little quiz from Stimbleberries. So, yeah, we will see you in a couple of minutes' time.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffertex Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, Ash, Tom.
Yes, please.
And still here with Ian Stimson.
Big time.
Ian Stimbleberries.
Yeah, so we're now going to go over some social media questions and some other things. A little announcement. Next week, we've got another Patreon co-host.
Craig co-host. Yeah, Craig's still away. He's going to be away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, off in the jungle.
Noshing off Ant and Deck or something.
That is literally the message you sent me.
Is that what I said?
When you said, yeah, Craig's away, noshing off Ant and Deck.
Come and help us out.
Can you do, yeah, exactly.
I bet he's there in the jungle with them right now. And they're like, yeah, actually, we've got a little bit of free time. We could just do it. Let's just listen to a bit of your podcast. Yeah. We're out.
Yeah.
So we've got Adam Race coming
we're
on.
In.
Yes, we're having an Adam Race next week.
Patreon. Has he been on before?
No,
he's not, has he? Okay.
No.
He's good. Did he do some, was he on the comedy circuit with you?
He was. That's how I met Adam Race.
Very funny.
That is how I met him. That's how we made a connection.
Oh, see.
I don't mean by our willies touching. That just happened.
And then before we get into your questions, little announcement, we're doing another Gafferazzi meetup, but in December.
Yeah, so I organise this one, because I'm sick of not being able to go to the ones in London that you all go to, and people from America and stuff. So I was like, right, we're doing one in Windsor, where I live, so I can stumble home. So, yeah, Saturday 2nd of December at 4 p.m, we're meeting in Windsor somewhere. We're going to watch the Arsenal United game. So if you want to know a bit more details, email us info@thegaffertapes or just tweet us @thegaffertapes. And, yeah, that's all right, isn't it? September.
You've made a little promo poster for it, haven't you?
I did make a little poster. Yeah. Do you know what? I did it on PowerPoint.
Did you?
I did. And my boss showed me how to make a poster on PowerPoint. I was like, oh, I'm having that. I did a nice little backdrop of like Windsor Castle in the snow, and then put like a nice little font on top. Yeah.
Very good.
No, I'm not coming. No.
You're not coming? No, because of the poster. I was bang up for it. I saw the poster. I thought, you know what? He's full of himself. Fuck off. No, that's lovely.
So now, for this section, we have some theme music.
We do.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGaffertapes.
Love that guy. Let's do a Facebook question, Ash.
Yep. So we've got a question from Angus Ian Swan. He says, what does it take to win the Gaffer Tapes League? I'm currently a one-click wanker.
He's never got in touch before. So I'm assuming that the reason is because he just wants to flaunt the fact that he's a one-click wanker.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, who would do that?
No
who
one.
Would do that?
No one. What?
Ian Stimson, who's called his current FPL team
two-time
no-clicker, so he's actually saying,
who else is?
Mate, first season I was a no-clicker, I think. We had about 48 teams in there.
Yeah. Finished 17th, carry on.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
To be fair, I think I finished 51st. We had at least 51 teams. Yeah,
so
I was a one-clicker, all right, mate, you don't have a go.
Oh, no, but so he's currently a one-click, that's not...
So, yeah, one-click at the moment is pretty good, yeah.
But does he think one-click is the first page? So is he in the top 50?
No, I think he knows.
Oh, I see. So he's trying to bust into...
He's just outside.
Well, I mean, if he pays attention to our tips and then the underlying secret tips, then you can break through.
There's a lot of meta sort of like Illuminati shit. If you listen to the Gaffer Tapes backwards, it's just us going...
That was people just do nothing.
Inside. I think, fair play for being a one-click wanker. I'd say, do you know what I'd do? The only thing I could say to you is maybe look at the teams of the person who is top and look at what he does every week. Because you can literally look at transfer history and everything. Just look at what he's doing, what he's thinking. Try and get inside his mind. It's like an episode of Sherlock or something, isn't it?
Who were the previous winners? Ask Jordy Wilson or something. I don't know.
Did he win?
He came in late,
Coach,
didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. No, Danny McGeeken.
Danny McGeeken definitely
beat Jordy Wilson.
Yeah. Ask him.
And ask Danny McGeeken. Although actually, every time I sort of click through, I see Danny McGeeken now. Yeah, he's a shadow of his former self.
Is it?
He's like, you know, when you see like a celebrity on telly, and then like 6 months later they're like really chubby and they're always like smacked off their tit. That's Danny McGee.
Okay.
I do apologise. He follows us on Twitter. No, I'm sure, to be fair, he's probably doing better than us, but But yeah. Hang on. Right, do a couple of tweets and then I'll get that lined up, Ash.
So now it's time for a little mini segment
that we like to call Tweets for my tweet.
Where's Wilders?
We worked that one out. read a couple of bloody tweets.
So we got a tweet from FPL Problems. With Aguero and Jesus.
Other word.
FPL Problems.
With Aguero and Jesus rotating, Kane and Lukaku, very hit and miss. Vardy, very dependent on good fixtures. Is the only dead striking option Lacazette at home?
Yeah, that was why I knew that we had that tweet. That's why when I mentioned it earlier. So Lacazette at home is the only kind of apparently dead cert. I think he's missing out Morata, I think, is the only dead cert striker, really, if you're talking.
The thing I
nailed on.
The thing I found this season is my tactic was to only captain somebody who's playing at home.
Yes, that was your thing. Have you stuck to that?
It's so
good.
They're never playing at home this season, are they? It's so difficult because to even get, quite often you have fixtures where none of your front five players are playing at home. So then having one striker who's like, what's Lacazette, like 10 mil or something?
Yeah.
Where you're then only going to play him every other game. I'm not sure.
What's he suggesting? Lacazette and then Murphy and Abraham or something?
I don't know. Maybe why I suppose Murphy. He's right.
And you're assuming it's a he. FPL Problems could be a lady. Sexist.
I am really sexist.
Sexist Stimmy Mallet.
I suppose none of those are good options, really.
No, it does seem that way. It seems like he's forgotten Morata out of that list.
Yeah.
Potentially mentioning Kane, Lukaku and Aguero and Jesus.
Yeah.
Potentially. Before we carry on with Tweets from My Tweet Boys, we've actually got, and Stimmers doesn't know about this, we've actually got a little voice clip from a new contributor to the podcast.
Go for it.
Hi, Gather Tapes. Bruce here from Down Under. Bruce Wombat. Big Bruce Wombat. Long-time listener to the Gather Tapes, or as we call it, Down Under. The fucking Gather Tapes, mate. Quick question for Tom, Esh and Craig. How would you feel about Sheila becoming a Premier League manager? Say of like Kelly Smith, Hope Powell or Robbie Savage became a manager of a Premier League soccer team. How would that chimp your biscuits? That's all I got because the time difference and stuff down here. Signing out, Bruce Wombat. Like I said before, big Bruce Wombat.
How would that chip your biscuits?
Where do I get his podcast?
I don't know. I'd love him to meet Craig.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm very sexist, so dead against it.
Yeah, dead against it. Dead against the Sheila. Do you know what? I did think that the other day. I was like, with obviously a lot of, equality and stuff, that's the next thing. I mean, and obviously...
There was a film about it in the 80s.
Was there?
Yeah.
What, about a female
about
manager?
About a female football manager. It's the woman from the Gold Blend adverts or something. Look it up.
Look it up, everyone. There you go. That's the fact there from Stimbabwe. I've just got a list. I don't know if you've seen it. Just off screen. It's got a list of Stimmers' nicknames that I knocked together today.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just reading it off.
What's that really long one?
Go. When the Stims and the Crib Ma, brackets, drop it like it's hot. Close brackets.
That's beautiful.
So there's a lot of them there. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll just pop it there so we can all use them. Earthworm Stim. Another one there. Let's carry on with tweets. Stim job. It's like rim job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like rim job, but
yeah.
Stim job.
Yeah.
thanks Bruce Wombat. Great guy.
Amazing.
Great guy. Hopefully he's a weekly contributor.
Yeah. I imagine he's going to contribute, for
I reckon for the next
three or four weeks.
Four podcasts probably. Four next Patreon guest host podcasts. I think we'll probably hear more from him. We got a tweet from Toby. He said, do I keep Kane? I want to get rid of him, but, you just know that he'll score an unexpected hack trick against the Arse. Seeing as I've now got our 280 characters, how do you feel about Christmas dinner? Thanks, guys.
We've got 280, mate.
Yeah, we've all got 280 now, haven't we? On Twitter. Kane. Do you know what? That, personally, is a little bit of a conundrum of mine, because I do have Kane. I'm tempted to get rid of him.
No, you don't get rid of him.
Because they're playing Arsenal.
You can't
get
rid of him.
It's just money spent so much better. My front three, Kane, Vardy, Morata. Morata's nailed on. He's captain this week. Kane and Vardy. Do I get rid of Kane? Can I?
You get rid of Vardy. But you can't get rid of Kane.
Really?
Yeah. You just can't. He will do a hat-trick.
Not in favour of someone like Aguero. See, I was thinking what I would do, little insight now into the mind of the reigning Gaffer Tapes champion.
Good shout.
Big Tommy T-Dog. I was going to, you know, you could potentially pull out Kane every week for, you know, someone who had slightly better fixtures. So you could do Aguero, you could do Jesus, you think, oh, Aguero might not play. You could do Lukaku. Do you know what I mean? You could just make that one transfer every week.
It relies on you never having any other injuries. You can only play that sort of game if you never have anything else to fix. Yeah. I've been putting out fires all over the place this season.
Have you?
Big time. I've not wildcarded yet, but yeah, I'm having the worst season ever.
Well, Jones is injured.
I'm still going to have him.
I know. If you're on a wild card now, you've still got to put Jones in. You've absolutely got it. Yeah.
So
it's a great shout.
Kane has scored 13 more points than Vardy.
Mm.
He's not had an amazing season by any standards. But Kane's nearly 5 million more expensive.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I do think Kane, because he's so much more expensive than everyone else. I mean, would you have Kane over Aguero?
Yeah. I can't have someone who I'm dodgy about starting, and I know Aguero's been starting, but I can't spend that money. And like you said before, Kane will start every game.
Yeah, he will, but when he's
Aguero's,
it'll literally go for
more points.
Yeah, no, you're right, and he's points per minute. Aguero's smashing it, but on a wild card, I'm getting Kane and Lukaku. Because Man U's fixtures are too good.
Do you know what? I even thought, because I've still got that one free transfer, do I pull out Kane just for this week, put Lukaku in because he's at home to Newcastle?
Yeah.
Does he get a couple of goals then?
Yeah, I think easily he could.
I'm quite happy with the way I am, that I literally can. I feel like I can do that every week.
Absolutely. It's a great thing to do until you've got injuries now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I do. But yeah, like I say, Jones is yellow and automatically.
Yeah, but Jones will be all
red.
Well, Jones.
He's got the fucking Terminator. Fair play to him. He had a cracking game against Germany.
If he's around, Mourinho plays him all the time.
Yeah.
I think any two of Aguero, Kane, Lukaku, Morata, Jesus and Vardy. You can't.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. But then there's like another whole set of strikers after.
Yeah.
That are just awful.
Yeah, no, there's no one in the mid-range. I don't think you can go near Vardy, Firmino. You can't go near any of them. You've got to either have budget or spend money.
Yeah, it's been a shame. Firmino, it's like been really hit and miss.
And Liverpool's fixtures are great. It could be a good differential. I know you hate that word, but there you go.
Still hates it.
Get that?
Season 4 and he still hates it. We had another tweet from Devon. He said, a lot of people give up on fantasy football after Christmas, including myself. If I'm doing badly, I need a few big ballsy moves over the next few game weeks to give me a boost and keep me interested. Any ideas? But it's interesting you say that because there is the dreaded December fixtures coming up, which are 7 game weeks in 25 days this Christmas. That's mental. That seems like more than usual.
Yeah, it is busy.
Seven game weeks in 25 days. Yeah,
You've got your 15 starters. You've
got to sort your bench out.
That means Aguero's out. That means Jesus is out.
Yeah, potentially.
You could go, you could get, say if you're wild.
You still answering a previous question? Are you answering?
He didn't say whether he's got his wild card or not.
Correct.
But if he wants to go brave, if he's got it, you could go Gross?
Yeah.
You could go Gross, Richarlison, Mahrez, and Ramsey, which are all.
I've got most of them. Real, in mind.
You're well budget.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of money for your front three.
Exactly, and then go crazy with your front three. Yeah.
But then weren't we saying a few weeks ago, budget your forwards and spend big on your midfield, your Salahs, your Hazards.
Yeah, because you could do it that way as well.
Your Ericssons. We didn't even answer the bloody Christmas dinner question.
Well, how do you feel about it? I mean,
love it. It's my favourite dinner of the year.
But who? Okay, yeah.
Positive.
I feel great about it, mate. Loving it. Did we answer Devon's question there?
Yeah, go.
I'm doing badly. Yeah, big ballsy move. Go for one big ballsy move to keep him interested before it gets to the end of the year.
Wildcard. Ditch all your
wild card. Get some midfielders. Yeah. Get some players that are going to play every game for those 7 game weeks in 25 days. That's mental.
Yeah.
Does that mean we have to do 7 podcasts in 25 days?
Yeah, you've got to churn
fuck that. That's mental. Not doing that shit. Milk the patrons. That's what we're going to do after. You wait. That's why he's here.
Good.
Milk me. TFC Plays FPL tweeted us and said, will the under-21 England team be able to win the Premier League?
No.
Of course they fucking can't.
They're not actually...
A team.
Register, yeah.
able to register?
Like, as a team.
As a team, yeah, no, of course, yeah.
I predict that they'll...
He tweeted us every day for about 2 weeks going, where's your podcast during the international break? Couldn't even be bothered to answer. I feel really bad that I shouldn't have mentioned that. Thanks for getting in touch. Gary, the muscles from Brussels groper, said...
Amazing.
If you want... Right, I don't want you to answer this, Simmers. Okay. Right, this one's for Ash. If you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. Do you know which philosopher said that? That's to you, Ash. Which philosopher was it?
It's definitely going to be Ricky Gervais.
No.
Oh, it's not?
No. Mm. If you want the rainbow, you've got to put the rain. Do you know which philosopher said that?
Oh, fucking... the West Ham manager.
No. The answer was... Stimmers?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, is it?
And people say she's just a big pair of tits. We got about 1,000... As soon as people heard that Stimmers was coming on this week, we got about 1,000... 1,000 emails and tweets, just office quotes and stuff like that.
None of them included me.
We do another little quick one. Raphael Briand, patron of the podcast, he said, Abraham Diouf or Nias. As a third striker or someone else. I like Wood at Burnley.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah.
Love Wood, mate. Absolutely love Wood. Yeah, I like Wood at Burnley. I know he's injured at the moment, but yeah, wow. Burnley have got some half decent fixtures as your cheap third striker. I like Wood.
I like the guy at Joselu.
Not enough to know his name.
But
yeah,
he does Joselu. Not score.
Though, he does not. He the actual one you want is Abraham's, isn't it?
Yeah, Tammy Abraham. Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think a lot of people are now cutting on to Craig's, and that was Craig's tip. And fair play to him.
Yeah,
and we're still beating the Suns' dream team podcast.
Dwight Gale.
Yeah.
Robbie Peterborough.
Is it Dwight? Yeah, Dwight Gow, Marcus Gow. Right, let's do one more. We got one from Maximus tweeted us and said, what's your favourite joke? And not Liverpool's defence, lad. What's your favourite joke? Do you remember when you told the giraffe joke and absolutely fucked it up? Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah, well, I remember is the episode is called You're Having a Giraffe. So Google that, look it up. It'll be there on... Stitcher or...
I can't remember, actually. I can remember us doing it. I can't remember the joke, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you ever said
you
it.
Can't remember the joke?
No, not at all.
That was your joke. You were like, oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, yeah, the bloke was into a bar with a giraffe, buys it a pint, it falls over, and he says, you can't leave that lion there. And he goes, it's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
Yeah.
But you went, you can't leave that giraffe lying there on the floor.
There, I mean, and there was about 20 minutes of preamble before.
Yeah. Oh, guy will see his name's probably just... like Gary or something, but it's probably more not Gary, it might be like Ian or something, but no one really knows. Stephen or something.
I must have literally just read that joke somewhere, but
I think so, yeah. Stimmers? Stimbleberries?
I don't know. I mean,
Stim's o'clock. Semi stimmed milk.
That's good. I've not heard that one.
No, I come up with that today. Earthworm Stim, have you got a.
I don't think I have. I'm purely derivative, so it is just Office Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
I've got nothing.
I've got a favourite joke.
This is your favourite Gaffer Tapes long-winded anecdote that you've heard.
Your version of the Lee Sharp anecdote, I can't even remember
that's
it. But, like, yeah, every day of the week.
That's a shame. Right, let's read out a bloody email, because that's annoyed me. should I tell everyone what my favourite joke is?
Yeah.
It's a Brian Gittins joke, and it's very anti-joke. It goes, don't join in, because it's I have to do it. It goes, He goes, knock, knock. Who's there? Joan McEnroe. Oh, bloody hell. John McEnroe? No, Joan McEnroe. I'm collecting for spastics. Literally my favourite joke.
Yeah, is that going to make it?
Can you say that? Yeah, that'll make the cut. That's fine. Okay. We got an email from Jimmy Pyle. Jimmy Pyle hasn't got in touch for a while. Pylon. Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Still was remembered. It's Pylon. He says, hi, lads. The not-so-telegraph turncoat hobbit here. I'm now playing FPL for the very first time and much preferring it to the Telegraph game. See, just converting people. My question, I'm still trying to get my head around the buying and selling prices of players in FPL. Does not make sense. I buy a player at 10.5, his price goes up to 10.7, but I can only sell him for 10.5 or sometimes 10.6. What? Congrats on over 100 episodes in the hilarious live pod. I'm definitely coming to the next one, if there's going
to
be
didn't
one.
Didn't come to the first.
From JP. Yes, you didn't see you there, JP, but thanks very much. Yeah, how do you do
well,
that?
Because I remember... He's mislooking at his team, isn't he? Because if he bought it at 10.5, and you guys have suddenly started saying pips, so I might as well do that as well.
Yeah, get on the pips.
And it goes up 2 pips, Grim.
Don't say it and then mock yourself for saying it.
Well, there's no better way to say it, but you suddenly about like the start of this season pips. Started saying pips and now that's the thing. So anyway, 10 points, you basically get half of the profit, don't you?
Correct.
So if he had his 10.5 player, if he actually bought it at 10.5 and he sold it at 10.7, he'd get 10.6.
You have to wait for it to go up 2 pips.
So he must have looked at it before it had gone up or whatever, but
there we go. That is the answer there.
And something I didn't know, I assumed that the prices rolled over at midnight.
That's about 2 in the morning or something, isn't it?
No, it's like it did it the other day. It definitely did it in the middle of the day.
Well, no.
100%. Because really? I was going to sell...
No.
Yeah, no. 100%.
No, it's all set. It does it about 2 in the morning.
Yeah. No. That's what I,
no.
That's what I always thought, because that's the way they would have it going. But I think now it might do it when they hit the... ratio. I don't know if it's a service process. Yeah, because
that fucks up my wild card. If change that.
I was going to transfer out Morata,
hmm.
and then at 10 o'clock in the morning, I had the money to do it, and then at 2 in the afternoon, I went to do it. And it
sure you weren't on an old like one you'd loaded up last night.
100%.
Probably.
Yeah.
There you go.
Inconclusive.
Stim full of Asher with the answer there for you.
Can I take that
So JP, you can have that one, mate. You can have that. But there you go. Thank you very much for all your tweets and all your questions. We're going to be here in segment 3 to preview the upcoming game week, because it's literally happening on Saturday, game week 12, Saturday 18th of November. And we've got Stimmers's quiz, which we're all looking forward to. We will be back with segment 3 in just a second. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're still here with guest Patreon host Mr. Ian Stimdog. And we're going to now do some bloody previewing. We're going to give some tips. This is why people listen. They're definitely still listening at this point. Game week 12. It starts with a bloody North London derby, mate. Arsenal, Spurs. Going to try and watch that down the pub.
What's your prediction?
I reckon we're going to get turned over, mate.
You are.
Going to get jizzed on.
Difficult one to call, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends. Well, we're at home, so Lacazette's definitely going to score.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Chill out. Well, that's the thing. It's an unpredictable Spurs side.
I think so, yeah.
Who can barely scrape a win against Palace and then go and thump Real Madrid.
They'll do much better away from home.
They're laughing, yeah.
Yeah. At the Emirates, mate. The fortress.
You're right. It's as quiet as Wembley.
But,
anyway,
you know, so. We're there, so Lacazette's going to score, you know, at least 5.
That can be
I don't know.
Could
so, Arsenal at home to Spurs. It's the early kickoff on the Saturday. Bournemouth, Huddersfield. Yeah, again, it's
Thursday, a big Bournemouth fixture.
Yeah, big Bournemouth fixtures. Green as you like. Green, 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 green. Green grass. Yeah.
Green, green grass at home.
Green grass. It was green grass.
Heartbeat.
Oh, it's Heartbeat. He was from Heartbeat. He's dead now. Well, I just assume he's probably dead. If he's alive, I'd be more surprised if someone said Greengrass is alive than if someone went, just so that you know, Greengrass is dead.
It was set in the 60s, but it wasn't actually filmed in the 60s.
True, so, but even if, still, in the 90s it looked bad.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
Can we Google it?
We'll Google it during. Burnley Swansea, decent pick if a lot. I like Wood. Now, I've said Wood. I've said that so many times.
Nobody loves Wood.
I absolutely love Wood. No, but I like Wood at Burnley. I love every way I say it. It sounds silly.
No way to do it.
Yeah. I love Wood in my mouth. Still dirty. Still dirty. Wood at home to Swansea looks good. I don't even know if he's fully fit, actually, to be fair. Palace versus Everton. This is where my little tip for the week comes in. I'm going to go Zaha, because looking at Palace's fixtures, they're looking as good as Bournemouth's almost, because it is literally as green as the wind, baby. Can you say that?
And what about Everton?
Everton are rudderless, mate.
They are rudderless.
Simple as that. Yeah,
without
they're better. Everton are rudderless. And, yeah, I like Zaha. And he's had a nice little return the last few games. 6.8. 6.8, I want to say.
Yeah, 6.8, because I've been looking at him for the wild card.
He's there we go.
Good shout.
And I think, yeah, definitely. 6.8 midfielder. Yeah. And he has, yeah, 2 goals from 4 games, I think. And that's for Palace, who are, you know, they are struggling.
I think they're going to turn it around.
Yeah, I think they are. And it'll probably come against rudderless Everton at home.
Yeah.
Leicester versus City. Is that the game to bring in Aguero / Jesus / all the City players that you don't have at the moment?
I don't know if Leicester are like a, they're not really a whipping boy kind of team, are they?
They're not doing great this season.
No.
But does anyone go for Man City defenders?
Otamendi on the bench, dead.
Well, no, he's suspended,
isn't he? Yeah, suspended. Yeah, basically dead. Well, he's dead to me. He's dead to me.
I think the problem with Man City, they've got some good ones. So people love Kyle Walker.
Yeah.
And it's just that they just rotate so much, even without, when Mendy got injured, he's out for the whole season, isn't he? I thought,
Benjamin Mendy.
Yeah.
On the Mendy.
I thought, their other left back would come in, but obviously they started playing Delph instead.
Oh, Delph and Wild Potato.
Yeah. Although, then is he still playing? He's not a bad shout, actually. Delph?
Yeah, Delph. Kidney Bob said that to me when we were in the pub. He's got Delph. He fucking knows his kidney. I'll tell you that. Kidney and onion. What is it? Steak and onion. Oh, would have been bad. Liverpool, Southampton. Salah, if you've got Salah, stick the fucking armband on him. Lallana Derby. Yeah, Lallana. There's a lot of talk about Lallana coming back. Alan Banana, as he's known on this award-winning podcast, has been a big old shout.
The question is Van Dijk going to raise his game to prove his worth?
Raise enough.
Or is he just going to let him score 50 goals?
Or be like a little inside mole.
Yeah.
Internal mole. The internal mole. I like that.
Yeah, that's
good name for the episode. We'll call it that. Yeah. The internal mole. That's nice. That had a lot of intrigue. What's the internal mole about? Listen to the very end to find out and then be disappointed.
Tenuous name for Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah. West Brom Chelsea. I'm going Captain Morata.
Yeah, is that definite?
Yeah, I think it's nailed on. Because I'm iffy about Kane. I don't even know if I'm going to keep Kane in against Arsenal. But Chelsea, Morata, yeah, captain, he's there.
You thinking of getting rid of Kane against Arsenal?
Yeah, I might do.
Based on what?
Well, because I can bring in Aguero.
Oh, I thought you meant benching.
No. But I'm actually thinking I might bring in, and we're going to just talk about this now, the next fixture, United Newcastle. I might just bring in Lukaku. Might literally go between Lukaku, Kane, Aguero every game week.
It's just you've got to rely on hitting the person who gets the points. Lukaku's captain.
And I might do that.
Really?
Is he? Yeah, see, I fancy it. Have Newcastle...
Have they conceded?
Have they conceded a lot? Because I don't think they
have. No, they haven't. I don't like captaining someone in the early games.
You might have taught me around.
I'll take someone in the... Man United at home against Newcastle, I'll take Lukaku.
You might have taught me around.
Shit, if I say that, I've got to do it, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh, well, if that's your tip for the week...
No, it's not my tip for the week.
It's not your tip for the week.
We've got to go a bit more niche.
What's going to be your tip for the week?
The tip for the week is in the next fixture Sunday.
It's in the next fixture.
Watford, West Ham, I'm going with Richarlison.
Oh.
Anyone against West Ham at the minute.
He's the hips to pick.
He's a good shout. I know,
Richarlison, and obviously West Ham, Moyes' first game.
You're not wrong, he is the hips to pick.
Is it going
to
be a rainy day in Watford? Picture of Moyes just standing there looking like Gollum, just really depressed.
I can't believe Richarlison scored 4 against us.
Where's he from?
Weak eye in maturity.
It's Scottish, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just added the weak eye in maturity, which is a commonly used Scottish phrase, weak eye in maturity.
Yeah.
That would be a Twitter account I make.
Yeah, weak eye in maturity. look at the wee boards on the lock. Scottish, isn't it? Watford, West Ham,
I think Watford players a decent shout.
Well, I've got Kiko Firmino.
Oh, you love him, don't you?
All day long, mate. So he's going to get a little start this week over Dunk. Ba-dunk-a-dunk. And the final game, Brighton-Stoke, which no one cares about.
It's my pick.
Oh, hello. Oh, well, is it coming from Brighton-Stoke? Is it?
Jesus.
You hipster fuck.
It's got to be Glimmer, isn't it?
That's a good shout.
Yeah. All day long.
ADM. Obviously, no one's going to have him.
No.
Or play him, but...
Well,
but then I guess
bring him in. Listen to the Gaffer Tapes podcast and bring him in.
But some people have Pascal Gross.
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
Gross.
So now is it time for...
I think it's now time for the quiz.
Have you got the...
Oh! Oh, we do have a little quiz. Wait, that's incredibly meta, the fact that we have a quiz. I'm never going to find it in time. I'll never find it in time.
But why don't you explain the quiz whilst we queue it up?
Oh, okay. Explain the quiz to us, please.
So the quiz, I've not bothered with any ridiculous pun. The quiz is 8 out of 10 gaffers, right? So YouGov offer a free service where you get profiles of people who are fans of certain things, and you can find out certain things about them. So the first part of the quiz is related to some gaffer tropes that have come up over the years, and then that's going to see what we...
You were trying to look at my...
Oh, was it?
Are you trying to
have a little look then?
You sneaky little
And then we're
going to
drill down or into the gaffers themselves.
Okay.
So, right, okay. I know your quiz... Right, are you ready to go, yeah?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, wait, you want to do the jingle? Okay.
Well, you know, if it's there.
Yeah.
It's Grimmy's Quiz. It's Grimmy's Quiz time. Stimmers.
Lovely stuff.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you for that.
I was just a bit worried that Stimmers has moved quite a long way away from
Move in, mate.
I'll shout, don't worry. I'm not going to lie to you, I was looking for the jingle the entire time, so I didn't hear what was happening.
Okay, don't worry about that. I'll explain it as we go.
I'm loose. I'm embracing.
It's all survey-based. I was a bit annoyed that Hazelnut took Family 4-4 tunes last week. Pissed me off.
It's
all survey-based, right?
So lovely.
Your quizzes have a slight tendency to go off the rails a little bit, so I'm just going to do some straight-up basic football trivia, okay?
Beautiful.
So, question one. According to YouGov and their profiles, who is more likely to watch the new series of Blue Planet? People who like Black Panthers or people who like Lord of the Rings?
Oh,
so they took a survey of people who like those things, what other things they like. So who's more likely to watch Blue Planet? People who like Black Panthers, like you, Tom. People who like Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely
like
love you, Black Panthers.
Love them. Not the political group.
No. Love them, though.
Oh, they're fine.
Really
they're
up for
fine.
Them.
No,
love them.
No,
they're brilliant.
Fine.
No, they're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I really
absolutely.
Like them.
I'm not
got a lot
them.
Of time for them.
Yeah.
There's
I don't really know.
Can I go on record to say there's no way I'm against the Black Panther movement? Just so we've got right. that on.
That's okay. I probably should have thought about that before. I don't know enough about the situation, to be honest. No, so anyway, have you both gone on?
I've gone for B Panthers.
I have as well.
It's got to be, isn't it?
You're both wrong.
You're joking.
People like Lord of the Rings are far more likely to watch Blue Planet.
Well, that has
right, okay.
broken
so,
my spirit.
We're still in a sort of Tom and Ash situation.
Lovely.
So based on the YouGov survey, who has more spare income per month? Arsenal fans or West Ham fans?
Wow, that's good.
Who has more spare money?
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be this. It's got to be this. Come on, Ash.
Both got an answer?
Yeah, I've gone Arsenal.
It's got to be Arsenal.
Yeah, a point to both of you there.
Fucking chance.
Arsenal fans have £249 extra a month. West Ham, a paltry £231. It's a shame.
Both of them have got a lot more fucking money than I do at the end of the month. Jesus Christ, what am I, like a Windsor Eton or Slough Town fan? Fucking hell. Slough Town, support your local club.
Question three. Who has more spare income per month, an Arsenal fan or a Hearts fan?
Oh, involving little Craigie Wee McTootie in this one.
Do
they have currency? What kind of currency conversion are you using?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I think they use potatoes and groats over there.
Yeah.
What is the current value of the Scottish dollar?
I'm going to say, do you know what? I've got an answer, mate.
Oh, but how much does quinoa cost?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, no, Craig is a very expensive... I think Craig's the only Hearts fan to have ever eaten quinoa.
And certainly is the only one to pronounce it properly.
Yeah, and I think if he actually let them know that he's a vegan now, they'd murder him. They'd kill the shit out of him.
Isn't...
And then deep fat fry him and eat him, probably.
Are Hearts from Edinburgh?
I don't know, mate.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, they're from where whatever Midlothian is.
Yeah, it's Hearts and Midlothian. I've got no idea.
It's all that
it
sort of shit, isn't it?
Yeah. I got them.
I do apologise to any Scottish fans that we've got. Ignorance. Yeah, go on. Ash, you answer first.
You, mate.
No, I've answered first every fucking time.
I answered first last time, you lunatic.
Hearts.
Same.
Both
He's
right.
just saying same. He's just saying same.
Well, Hearts fans, mining the haggis dollar, they've got £261. That's crazy, isn't it?
Too much bloody money.
Yeah, it's quick because it's from probably, potentially Edinburgh. Which is where he's from, isn't it?
is it?
So it must be Edinburgh.
I think so. He came out to see me when I did the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah. Oh,
he seemed at home. He was drinking Iron Brew.
They can afford to go to comedy festivals.
Yeah. Well, most of the people that came to mine were English, but they hated it anyway. So. And the Scottish people fucking hated it. Oh.
You were the only sober person there.
I've got some new gigs coming up, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, I do actually. Yeah. Windsor on February the 9th.
Love it.
Sunningdale, Sunbury or something in March or something. Yeah, I've got a few. I'm racking them up, mate.
Love it.
I'm in demand.
Okay. Good. Question four. Which Premier League club, we're going to take this in turns actually, we'll go Ash first, you can answer in turn until one of you gets it, okay? Which Premier League club has the biggest proportion of women supporters? There's two clubs tied, something to spend that extra money on, women supporters. So, which Premier League club, and you can take it in turns, Ash first.
West Ham.
No.
Arsenal.
No.
Oh!
Newcastle.
No.
Chelsea. Yes, please.
Tom gets
that little point? Yes. Mark that one down.
And the other one is Southampton.
It's always the current score 3-2 to Tom.
The current score is 3-2
to Tom. 3-2 to Big T Dog.
Okay. Going to go political now.
Oh, yes, please.
Who is more left wing? Brighton fans or Liverpool fans?
Ah.
This is all according to YouGov, not me.
Okay. It's got to be, isn't it? Brighton or Liverpool?
I'm going Brighton.
Yeah, I'm going Brighton.
It's Liverpool.
Left wing? Apologies.
Because they
hate the sun, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Question six.
You made it sound like they were all like...
Yeah,
kind like mole people. Like they hate the sun. Oh.
All right, yeah, internal mole.
Little pasty albino. Together, yeah, internal mole. Beautiful. We're definitely calling it internal mole.
I'm guessing it's probably quite Labour in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question six. Who is more left wing? Liverpool fans or Hearts fans?
Oh, so the question is, what do the Dougal SNP count as?
The Dougal SNP. Jesus. We are alienating the last few fans.
I feel
semi-responsible. We talked about this earlier. So a young lady came to our live gig and accused us of not being... Can we not say that?
No, because it was a joke.
Oh, she said it was a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, she said it wasn't very...
not very diverse audience.
Not very diverse audience. But she said it as a joke because there was loads of diverse people there.
Couldn't move for them.
Couldn't move for diversity.
Like,
the actual band diversity was just like breakdancing and shit.
Sifting my way through them to the stage.
Like, get out of the way, diversity move. And JLS and all the other lads.
Exactly.
But you can't. Jackson 5. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Right, okay. What was the question?
Sorry, who's more left wing? I don't know. Liverpool fans or Hearts fans?
Well, I've got an answer.
Okay, yeah.
Ash, go first.
Ash, gone Liverpool.
Hearts.
Hearts fans. Tom.
Oh!
4-2.
Big T Dog. Smashing it up. What do you mean it's bullshit? It's
absolutely.
Look at this. It's like the first quiz you've literally lost. And believe YouGov, for Christ's sake.
Pulse has never got anything wrong. Right, question seven. Who is more right-wing, Chelsea fans or West Ham fans?
Oh, fuck me, that's... Okay. Oh, wow. That's really close, because they are literally the worst. I hate them equally.
Okay.
I feel like we should keep going out, because you keep showing your hand.
Do I keep showing you?
I'll go Chelsea.
Oh, I went West Ham.
Tom, West Ham fans are more right wing
than
Chelsea fans. Okay,
I mean,
Tommy,
you know.
There's a good few questions left yet.
Nice.
I'm sorry about that. But yeah, it's 5-2.
Literally 5-2.
Okay.
Question eight. Loving this.
Who's more right wing? West Ham fans or can't pay, will take it away viewers?
Oh. Oh my goodness me.
You can get anything on the YouGov site. It's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. It's a good idea for a quiz.
West Ham fans.
West Ham fans or can't pay will take it away.
I've got an answer. I've
gone
West Ham again.
I've gone can't pay.
It's can't pay will take it away.
Oh, he's pulled one back.
That's 5-3.
I watch it with an absolutely open mind.
That's how I knew that it was that.
What? Because I watch it.
Correct.
Question 9.
I'm fucking...
Who's more right wing? Can't pay will take it away viewers or fans of Nigel Farage?
Well, I'm a... Oh, is it a double bluff? Oh, is it a double bluff? No. Who's more
right? Who's more right wing?
Right, okay.
I've gone for the comedy answer.
What?
Can't pay. There's nobody more right wing.
I've gone Farage.
It's can't pay, we'll take it away. They are more right wing than fans of Nigel Farage.
Oh my God, he's pulling it
So Craig is a commie, you are a Nazi, and West Ham haven't got any money. Right, question 10.
God.
Now we're going to go a bit more into you guys and your history. How many times did At The Gaffer Tapes tweet before you even released your first episode?
Oh,
this isn't fair. I hate the fucking...
No, but that wasn't... That would, I'll tell you now, that wouldn't have been me. That would have been Craig.
I hate the meta Gaffer Tapes
before
questions.
Before we even...
So this is going to get difficult.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what?
So nearest wins. Just stick a number down nearest
I've
wins.
Got a number down. Oh, before... So how many times did
How many times did you tweet before you
that
even released
been,
your first episode?
That would have been Craig. That was fucking early 2014.
Okay, I got it. What are you going for?
I said 19.
Oh, God, I went way high. Fuck.
Which is that?
Oh, I'm so annoying. I was going to say 25, which would have been perfect.
Come on.
64.
60.
Oh.
69.
Oh, what?
You tweeted 69 times
you
before you even released an episode.
That's Craig. That's
Who
Craig.
The fuck were you tweeting to?
I don't know. He's probably tweeting better than fucking Anonymous or something. Yeah.
5-5.
Oh, I am furious. That's
it is
5-5. Oh, my God.
You've
Craig's let me down.
While we're here,
what was he fucking tweeting?
A little highlight from your first week of tweeting. Anyone else used to check the football news on teletext? Do you remember the numbers? Hashtag teletext, hashtag football, hashtag fantasy football, hashtag World Cup 2014.
That is so
fucking
Craig.
Hell. So Craig, isn't it? What
right.
a bloody
okay.
idiot.
Question 11. It's tied. 5-5. In that first episode of the Gaffer Tapes...
Oh,
what
God.
Did Tom reveal he was scared of?
What the fuck?
Both put an answer down. If you don't get it, I'll give you a clue and we'll go again.
It's obviously not going to be what I think.
Oh.
So I'm going to say this. Well, I've got
an answer. I've got an answer.
Right.
Okay. Ash?
I've gone for bookies.
Oh,
Tom.
Fuck. I've said balloons because I have a phobia of balloons.
Ash.
Yes! Oh, fuck!
Tom revealed he was scared of bookies during the Gaffer Gambler.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh, this is the best thing ever. I got a meta Gaffer Tape question,
yeah.
And it was about something...
And it was about me, and I got it
wrong.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Oh.
I got a few left. Okay.
6-5.
It is 6-5 to Ash. Question 12. You started way back in the 14-15 season. Began August 16th. Who was leading the Gaffer Tapes League after that opening day?
Who was leading the Gaffer Tapes League? Or...
After the opening day of your first FPL season, 2014-15. Both right there.
Oh.
Right, I've got an answer.
Yeah, me too.
Go on.
I've gone for you, Stimmers.
I've gone for Craig.
Stimmy Savile.
It is! Oh! Stim Barbway, smooth stiminal. Stim full of Asher on the 45.
Your first league opening day, 60 points. Don't not
yes.
talk about it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful.
Knew it. I knew that was coming.
6-0.
That's big.
6-0. This is hotting up.
Right, okay.
Oh, I'm tense.
Question 13. We're getting into the individuals now. Tom, on 29th of December 2012, you tweeted, only the 7 goals for us today then. Wenger needs to put his hand in his pocket and offer blank a bit more money. Who are you talking about?
Is it a question to me or both of us?
Both of you.
Oh, it's for both of us.
Yeah, both of you. Yeah, don't worry, there's an Ash question later.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask that.
Oh, I know.
2012, only the 7 goals for us today.
I reckon
then.
I know.
Wenger needs to put his hand in his pocket and offer blank a bit more money.
I reckon I know. Trying to think 2012, yeah, I think I'm there.
2012?
Yeah, 29th December 2012.
Yeah. Do you remember that far back? You were probably, what, 38 or 12?
Who
knows?
So 2 years before the podcast started?
2 years before the podcast
started. Oh, yeah, yeah, I've gone
it's
way
It's not
going
to be podcast related.
Yeah,
it's not going to be like Danny McGeegan or Brian Coates or
no.
Chuck Bailey or something like that.
All good people.
Domi Mons. It's not going to be meta.
So, but it's going to be a question.
No, it's a simple, you're overthinking it, Ash.
Come on.
Only the 7 goals for us today then. Wenger needs to put his hand in his pocket and offer blank a bit more money. Get into Tom's mind 5 years ago. What was he thinking?
Thinking, I'd love to meet a long-haired fella who...
Loves goblins.
Loves goblins. Mad about goblins.
That time.
Okay, I've got something.
Okay, go Ash. Yeah.
On Sanchez?
Bentner. Is it Bentner?
Theo Walcott.
Oh, it's
Theo.
He
needs to put his hand in his pocket and get a bit more money for Theo Walcott.
Well, Sanchez obviously wasn't a... Arsenal 5 years ago, so...
Well, but he's coming to the end of his contract, isn't he? So I thought maybe it was just 5 years
mate.
Ago.
Literally no
Another little early gem from you on 18th of March.
Yes.
Walked around Dunster Castle. Loads of really old paintings of kids with their nipples out. We're all 14th century painters, pedos. Seems to be a bit of a theme, doesn't it, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great tweet.
Yeah, it's a good tweet.
Question 14 to you, Ash. On 26th of June 2009, Ash's first ever tweet. Expressed sadness at the death of a celebrity. Who was it?
What?
26th of June 2009, your first ever tweet expressed sadness at the death of a celebrity. Who was it?
I've got a very left field answer.
I reckon I've got that.
Got it.
Michael Jackson?
Oh, shit.
2009.
Oh, it's probably when I did it as well. Well, I've gone Gary Gygax.
What the fuck?
I don't even know who that is.
It's probably Michael Jackson then.
It's Michael Jackson.
Ah, who the fuck's Gary Gygax?
Your first tweet went, MJ news is sad. The kid is not my son. Exclamation mark. It's lovely. Oh. Heartfelt.
It probably, what said does that mean? Probably said the kid is not my son.
You did actually. I changed it. Yeah, well, is that...
It was like an in-joke.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I changed it because I assumed you'd mistyped
the chip,
it.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
Well, because I would have only had like 7 Twitter followers who were all my friends.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, everyone said chid loads. So.
Everyone's. Mental.
Yeah, I cleaned it up in case it was racist.
It sounds racist, doesn't it?
I did it. Another Ash early pearl of wisdom. Just saw a Hannah Montana video. WTF, millions of 13-year-old girls dancing to country music sung by a prostitute. Mental.
Classic Ash.
I'm
going to retweet that.
That is textbook.
I might go through and retweet that.
Wait until you've heard this one. Just saw the film Milk. It's really good. Shame about all the gays, though.
Oh, Ash!
That's a humorous one because it's about a gay protester.
I was definitely...
That was a joke.
That is very good film.
Still less media savvy than you are now.
Yeah.
Okay. That way, we're going to go on to question 15. Did anyone get that one, by the way?
MJ,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, 7-6. 7-6 to Tom. Okay, 2 more questions.
Lovely.
And these are about Mr. Craig Hazel. So, Craig is registered on a website called peopleperhour.com.
Is he?
Where you can sell your skills to people at an hourly rate. Now, this was a while ago. It looks like Craig joined this website about 2011, based on the fact that his CV contains no work experience after that date. A CV that opens with the words, I'm an experienced features writer offering a humorous view on various lifestyle and travel topics. He goes on to say, I'm also a comedian and travel writer and launched my own blog. Do you launch a blog? www.landofhopeandtandoori.co.uk.
Can I say that was a genuine blog?
Yeah, in which I travelled the country reviewing Indian restaurants.
I think he went to Birmingham and back.
Cool. Tried to get on the blog. Doesn't exist anymore. So, based on that amazing CV... How much per hour was young Craig offering his experience writing services for on peopleperhour.com? Nearest gets it.
Ooh, I reckon that. To be fair, I think I'm on that.
Yeah, I didn't even look. Yeah. Well, I Googled you. But you
just for like sex stuff and that.
Yeah.
20p a minute. Work it out over an hour. It's cheap. Right. I'm showing me answers, yeah, right? I'm just flapping the paper.
We'll let Ash go first then.
Go on.
I think he wanted people to pay the iron price.
And he's got iron price.
Getting his phones there, lovely.
£8 an hour.
£8 an hour.
Oh no, he's going well up. He's going like £45 an hour.
Correct answer is £7 per hour. Craig was selling his services at £7 an hour. Just for context, the minimum wage in 2012 was £6.20. So Craig was being careful to price himself out of the market.
Well, 7-0.
Me so on there,
it is 7-0. It is 7-0. And it all comes down to this, and this is a nearest win.
7-0. So wow.
It all comes down to this. This is the last one.
You've done well here.
Staying on this website, you can also advertise yourself to do certain jobs for people for a
holy
set price.
Holy Christ.
Okay. So one of the jobs that Hazelnut will do for you is write your university application personal statement for you. Sounds illegal. So what I want to know is, how much did it cost to get Craig, of a few years ago, to write your UCAS personal statement for you? The one-off price, and he would write your UCAS personal statement for you.
Your UCAS personal statement? I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't go to university.
So when you apply to uni, you have to write like a 300-word personal statement as well as your qualification.
Didn't go to uni, mate.
I can tell by the way you talk, but I'm what I'm trying to say is those of us that did went.
Semi-stimmed.
That did went. Fuck off.
It did,
I've got a really good game. I take the piss out of someone for speaking badly.
Right. I'm there. I've got it.
So how much did Craig charge for doing your personal statement?
Craigo. What's he gone for? Go on, Ash.
I've got it written down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same here. 25 squiddly widdlies.
Gone 20.
Oh! You
charge you 50 quid.
Oh! So, yes, right, please.
Your UCAS personal statement. So,
that means he thought it would take him how many hours?
Good point.
8 hours or
50 divided by 7.
No, 7 times 7 is 49.
Yeah, so there you go. 7 hours, yeah.
8 hours. Do the math.
Yeah, 7.1.
There you go. Beautiful. Wow.
Craig sold 4 of them.
Did he?
Yeah, it was tidy 200 quid to fund his trips to Indian restaurants. So, yeah, he got 100% positive reviews. Everyone was happy with it. One by Sherry P.
How can you see this sort of
stuff? It's all on the website. So, yeah, Sherry P reviewed him positively. I presume she's still enjoying her fraudulently obtained university place. In her review, though, she omitted a full stop and misspelled definitely. So she's probably living under a flyover now. Who knows? But anyway, so that's, yeah. Tom, 8-7.
Mate, thank you very much. That was a good quiz. Loving that. I am absolutely loving that.
I had a tiebreaker as well.
What was the tiebreaker? Yeah, yeah,
how tie much breaker. Spare income does your average person who likes avocado have?
Fucking none if they're buying avocado.
Oh, like 315 a month or so.
Yeah, it's 249, same as an arsenic
fan. Exactly the same.
They're all bloody loving avocados.
Oh, my God. Well, Stim Kardashian, thank you very much for everything you've done, Stim Jong Il, Scarlet Stimpernel, Stim Canterbury, Stim Bassinger. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
I think if you had thought of a pun, that would have been the best quiz we've ever had.
Well, yeah, I know.
Maybe we'll think about it a lot, sort of in hindsight.
Yeah, well, like I say, I would have done, because it's all survey based, so I would have done Family Fortunes. But literally last week, Craig Hazel took it.
Survey. Now we'll work it out after. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, fuck me, you deserve a night.
Yeah, you really do.
But we will be back next week with Mr. Adam Race.
That'll be lovely.
We've got Adam Race. We've got another couple lined up.
Potentially an amazing outtake.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, don't forget to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes. Tweet us your balls if you've got any. Tips on the go.
You can get hold of Stimmers at...
Oh, yeah, what's your Twitter? Stimbleberries?
At Ian Stimson.
You
can get hold of Tom.
At @the_Tom_Holmes. Or you can email me at tom@thegaffertapes.com.
Yeah.
If you want to send me like a private... Yeah, just send me like... That. Send me like some tip pics and that. Tip pics, dip pics.
You can get hold of me at Ash Kernsworth. Craig.
At Craig Hazel.
A quick thanks to... our Patreon subscribers, who there's loads of now. Pad, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Daniel, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Hayden, Susan.
I'd have known Carmen, the totals, I'd have done that as well.
Ian, Raphael, Luke, Gare, Jason, Peter, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, and Johnny. Thank you very much, everybody. We're out.
Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Cock! No, leave it. Cock podcast. Lovely. Oh, that's perfect.
Beautiful.